Zero X listening.
Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring.
BRB Brown Dog. Okay, do I have?
APX testing 7-4.
I can say that one.
Good evening, radio. This is W8RRM down here in Gaylord on the radio. Anybody up north on tonight? Whoever that was, you had no audio. W8RRM is listening. No audio again.
88JK.
I believe I heard a KD8AK, is that correct? W8RRM, go ahead.
W8RRM, this is Alpha Delta 8, Juliet Kilo.
Sorry, I had it wrong. I'm a little bit hard at hearing and I don't get everything quite right. Anyway, you're doing pretty good coming through that the Sheboygan repeater. Where are you located at?
I'm up in the Sioux.
Oh, I like that. I wish I lived up there in the UP. If I could find me a house up there to rent reasonable, I'd do it, because I'm tired of living in the Gaylord area. Matter of fact, if you ever hear of anything reasonable that a guy could get a hold of out in the woods, let me know. W8RRM is listening. This is Roger. Who am I talking with?
Well, my name's Bill. Yeah, I used to live down in that area. Yeah, I can see why you want to get out of there and get up north.
Oh, and I got sick a bunch of years ago. I had to move into kind of like a retirement home. It's all I could afford, and I'm not very happy here, especially because my HF rig won't work in here. There's too much mad main noise in town. it wouldn't bother me near as much if there wasn't any of this man-made noise, but I can't use my HF rigs. So I decided I want to find me a small house or shack I can rent somewhere up north that I could afford and play radio all the time, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. You should get on realtor.com if you're looking for a place.
I really want to bypass any go-betweens because all they want to do is line their pockets. That's the whole problem with our country, why we're in the trouble we're in right now. It really wants to line their pocket with everybody else's money.
Yeah, that's the truth. Stolen money on top of that.
Yes, that's very, very true. That's just like this woman that's running for president. I wouldn't trust her as far as I could pick her up and throw her.
I'd rather vote for my dog.
No shit, buddy. That's the way I feel myself. Yeah, I usually try to run a Liberty Net on our frequency. I'm on the Gaylord repeater all the time. I belong to the Tarmac Tomark Radio Club, and we started, I started a Freedom Liberty Net on the 82 repeater, but the last 2 weeks nobody showed up, so I decided I wanted to talk on my radio tonight. And usually every time before midnight, between 6 o'clock at night and before midnight, I usually am able to get somebody up there in the UP that's going through the repeater. And I like that. Matter of fact, a week or two ago, I lost his call. There was a gentleman up there that told me he had a 100-foot tower somewhere up there by you. And he was just booming into our Gaylord repeater. I caught him on our Gaylord repeater. I couldn't believe it how good he was coming in down here. You might know him. I can't remember his name, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I have an idea who you're talking about. I'm on his repeater right now.
But you're not going through the... That's right, the that... What is it, the Sheboygan repeater up there by the bridge that's linked throughout all of Michigan? Is that... Let's see, this says I'm transmitting on 146.140. After I unkey, I'll see what frequency it actually is, but I'm transmitting on 146.140, and I think the repeater I'm on, if I remember right, I don't have it written down anywhere. Anyway, I got it programmed in this all mode, Kenwood TS711S.
Yeah, this repeater here is just phenomenal. You guys did an excellent job. And it's linked up. I don't know. I know in the old days they linked them up with phone lines, but now I'm sure they do it over the Internet.
Yeah, I really don't understand how they do that, but I got it written down here somewhere what repeater I'm on. I'll tell you here in a second. I got it here. That's the wrong one. Huh. It's 147 something anyway. Hang on a minute.
88 PX, you're on the 146.74 in Sheboygan.
That's it, sir. Thank you. Go ahead and keep talking. I have to find my stuff. I got everything mixed up tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. Yep, you're on the 146.74, which is, it's actually closer to Indian River than it is Sheboygan, but we call it Sheboygan. And then the other station there is on Brad KE8FJW's repeater.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So the one I'm on is closer to Indian River than Sheboygan, eh?
Yep, if you're familiar with the area, it's on Hackleberg Road, right across the street from the Sheboygan Humane Society.
Okay, I know about where it is. Well, anyways, that ain't too bad for a little J-pole inside my apartment getting up there to that one anyway, so I'm happy with it.
Yep, you're not too bad. No, that's just want to clear that up with where you guys are at. So I'll let you two get back at it. November 8, Alpha Papyrus, Ricky.
Well, oh, thanks for your input. X-ray. That was helpful.
Feel free to shout at me anytime. I like to rag to you on the radio. Don't get to do too much of it on our home frequency on the 82 machine, but I usually hop around at night and try to find somebody to chew the fat with, and thank you for coming in there. I was brain dead tonight, which happens every now and then when you get my age, okay? Anyway, the gentleman up there in the suit, go ahead.
88KK. Yeah, I get that way myself sometimes. I call it cerebral flatulence. But anyhow, yeah, at 60, my mind's still really sharp, but I do miss things now and again.
JRRM for ID. Oh, I'm going on 75, and I'm just glad I'm not as brain dead as the Biden crime family, okay?
Well, if I was to take bets, they're going to wind up winning anyhow. I don't know how they're going to pull it off. But there's enough stupid people out there that'll believe their lies.
A good friend of mine is still on the road driving a semi. I had to give it up 4 years ago because of my health. He's only a few years younger than me, and that's what we keep telling each other. There's enough people that are ignorant enough. They start watching two or three of the different news channels, and like Newsmax and Fox, and compare them to CNN and everything else that's out there, and sit down and think about it for a day or two. They might realize what they should really be doing. So all I can do is go to the voting booth again. I'm going to go to the voting booth. I'm going to get me an absentee ballot this time. I can't stand in line that long, so I'm going to have to vote early. But what the hell, an early vote's better anyway, I think. I don't know. Let's just hope they don't do the cheating that they did last time, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. There was a guy in India that did a documentary on that called 2,000 Mules. That was pretty interesting on how they pulled it off.
Yeah, I run across another thing that was interesting about an hour ago. Hollywood's finally has made a movie about a civil war that's going to happen here at home. The only bad part is I couldn't watch it because you got to pay to watch it, and I can't afford to buy it, and I'm not going to pay to watch their propaganda. I just hope that this next election doesn't put us into one, and there's a good chance that it could, you know? I just don't like people that are trying to persecute the Jewish community and all the Christians. I don't think it's right. Of course, they've all been doing it since before Christ, and I don't mean before Christ, but, you know, since the early biblical days, and you'd think someday all this crap could end without war, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
W8RRM for ID. A bunch of years ago, I was running across the New York Thruway on my way to the produce market in Chelsea, Massachusetts with a load of produce out of California, and I bumped into a young couple. They hollered at me on the two-way radio. I ran a ham rig and a CB radio in my rig, both, and I answered them, and they kind of befriended me and tucked in behind me and decided they were going to follow me going down the road. I don't know why I wasn't breaking the speed limit, but I guess they wanted to shoot the crap, and later on we stopped and had a coffee and met and talked for a while. They invited me over to their home, and when I went to their home after I delivered in Connecticut, I'll tell you what, they were the only Jewish couple that I know that I have ever met in reality, but I'll tell you what, they were one of the nicest families I have ever met in my whole life, and I still a firm believer that the Jewish community is God's chosen few.
Well, there is chosen nation, but he's not their chosen people. Christ took that away from them and gave it to people who aren't a people, meaning the church.
Well, you're probably more up on it than I am. I just don't like what's going on. They need to quit persecuting the poor people. Leave them alone. That crap they did in October was just ridiculous. You know, in a way, that was just as bad as what they did to us on 9-1-1, all them idiots over there. All that crap's got to come to an end.
Well, they keep fooling with Israel. They'll bring an end to it.
Time will tell, right? Anyways, is it going to get below 50 degrees up there tonight, or are you guys going to stay on the warm side?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to dip down a little bit, but it's supposed to, I don't know, be in the 70s tomorrow, so I'll take it.
NAPCT.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, WRM, I wanted to ask, is the A2 machine still out toward Elmira, or have they moved the repeater in recent years?
Our machine's there by the college on the north end of town, up there on that hill by the college.
Didn't it used to be out Mankowski Road a long time ago?
You know, I don't really know for sure. I was a member of the club about 15 years ago, but I bowed out because I was never around for their meetings. I was always gone all the time. So I don't really know the history of all of it. I've never asked. But right now, we got a second repeater somewhere west of town, but I can't remember what it is. I don't even remember what it does. With all this new technology they got, we got people that are experimenting with a few different things. So we do have a second repeater that's up somewhere west of town, but I can't really remember where it is. It might even be southwest of town, up on some mountain or some tall hill. It's about 1,200 feet up.
Okay, no problem. I got my ticket back in 91. I was a member of Tom Mark for a while when I was still living in Gaylord. I was raised there. I was just curious if you might know. I've got a gentleman from the old days who's there, and I can check down there and see what's going on. All right, well, that's a good place for it. He's a cover there at the college up on the north end of town there. So I'll just get you back to your conversation. Thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it. WRMNEPZT. Clear.
Okie dokie, sir. Thank you. W8RRM. Go ahead there, Sault Ste. Marie.
88JK. Yeah, I think the weather tomorrow, they're saying it's supposed to be more rain, and then it's supposed to break up and clear up and be nice out all week.
Well, I know down here by the end of the week, we're supposed to get down to maybe 48 or 49 degrees. I think about Thursday or Friday of next week, this coming week. So it's just about on time. We usually start cooling off in September, so I'm all for it. I don't do well in the heat. We had a club picnic on Tuesday, and it was just too warm outside, so I didn't even bother to go to it.
See, I'm just the opposite. I have Lennox disease, and as soon as it gets cold out, boy, I'm freezing to death.
Well, I guess maybe you better make sure you got plenty of firewood and propane, right?
That's right. And, of course, I got my wife.
I like that last comment. That's good. I hope your wife heard it, because that was a type of a real nice compliment. You know what? Good for you.
Yep. Yeah, we just had our 23rd anniversary. And I didn't get married till I was 37.
Congratulations, sir. I'm glad you made it that long, and hopefully you'll make it until you both go to the promised land, okay?
Yeah, gee, I'm 60 years old, and I still have a sophomore in high school yet.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I think my son was born when I was, 50 years old maybe, or 48, I can't remember. But anyway, I started late in life with children anyway myself.
Well, I got all the rough stuff out of me and, had all my fun before I settled down.
Well, in some ways, I don't think I ever did settle down, but since 1969, just about, or 1970, I spent 90% of my time behind the wheel of a Peterbilt flown from here to the Northwest and back.
W8RM88JK. Yeah, that's quite a lifestyle, though.
Yeah, well, you see a lot of country, but you never get to enjoy it. That's the bad thing, because you're always rolling down the road, and if you keep your nose to the grindstone like you have to survive when you only own one rig, and you're hustling all your own freight, and you got corporate America you're fighting, you don't have much time for yourself, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then, with all the supply chain trouble, well, maybe if they would open the pipeline back up, the supply chain trouble would go away.
I do not really believe the supply chain is as bad as what they're leading on to be. The problem is corporate America is greedy and they want to shove all that money in their pocket and the middlemen are cleaning too much off the top.
That's the truth. The small mom-and-pop places these days are almost extinct. And COVID wiped out, pretty much the rest of them.
Yes, sir, that's really true. I agree. W8RRM for ID.
88JK. Yeah, there's, certain conglomerates that want all the action, and that's that, and they're going to manipulate the government around to get their own way.
Well, if Eisenhower said, beware of the industrial-military complex, and he definitely knew what he was talking about, because they've definitely screwed over the U.S. government. They own the government, and they have screwed us royally. I mean, who the hell would pay $400 for a damn ashtray? For a steering wheel steering a boat going in the ocean, $10,000 for a damn stainless steel steering wheel, it only costs maybe $100 to have built. The whole problem, really, with our country is all the corruption in government.
That's absolutely it. You know, whatever happened to a government of the people, by the people, for the people?
Well, hopefully, this man running, Trump, can straighten everything out again. I like his pick, that young man, Vance. I was kind of hoping he would have picked Chelsea Gabbard or Marco Rubio, but this young guy from Ohio, he'll be all right. And I'm sure Gabbard will end up in his cabinet doing something. As a matter of fact, I just heard on the news today that Gabbard's going to meet with Trump and get him prepped for his debate with this woman that's running for the White House, Roger. I ain't even going to call her by her name. She doesn't deserve a name.
Roger that.
Anyway, I hate to cut you short. Thank you for the cue, so I got some company just banged on the door, so I'm going to let you go. Have a good evening. Take care. W8RRM, we'll catch you again.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a holler again when I hear you on there. 88JK is clear. 2229.
This is W8RRM. Anybody around?
WBRN. Can you hear me? Over.
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead. You got Roger down here in Gaylord. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Jamie. Right by the Meridian line. Right next to your county. Over.
What are you out running around in a mobile?
Can I see our mobile link somehow loaded the bootloader on it? But it don't take the software anymore, so it's all messed up. Over.
You broke up a little bit that time. Try it again, sir.
Okay, now I have it on 20 watts. You know, I was just working on some amateur video equipment. I was thinking about going to the swap meet, and I have quite a bit of stuff to get rid of, over.
Well, get a hold of Joe and come to our swap meet. I got a table there myself. I'm selling all my hammer. I think it's time to get myself some base stations going to go, I hope.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. The only thing I have is, like, I have to get up early in the morning for that, and it's, like, at 9 o'clock, I guess. So I have to take care of other things and stuff in the morning. But I might be able to make it over there and get a table if I call the Joe guy over.
Yeah, all you have to do is get a hold of NAJTQ Joe, and he'll sell you a table. I think we're only charging $10 a table this year again.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I've been to all kinds of swap meets, mostly like fire apparatus equipment, at classic car shows and musters, fire muster, bucket brigades, hose carry, and pike pile. I won like a whole bunch of awards for that stuff. But amateur radio, I've only been to I've been at Dayton, but that place is closed now, I guess. So the Hamfest is like the Dayton one. Over.
Well, our swap meet isn't anywhere near as big as Dayton, but it's okay for a small town. You know, we have it there at Knights of Columbus Hall in Gaylord, and it's a pretty good little gig there. Okay, it'll be our third year that we've had one, Roger.
All right. Well, I was looking over the PDF stuff that I downloaded from the website of Comark. Yeah, it looks like it's pretty interesting. Yeah, I think I might get a table because I have some extra funding this month. I don't know what kind of cash I need to bring for change or whatever, but I have some change. Over.
Yeah, I imagine we need some. I don't know for sure, but, you know, just get a hold of Joe. All the information on our website, even how to get a hold of him, I believe, is on there, and you get yourself a table, but if we got that many left, so I'd do it pretty quick.
Okay, sounds good. So, I heard somebody else talking there earlier, and you guys were talking about, like, the news channel. Well, I have this new television I got for Christmas, and I have, like, another monitor that I don't need. And I also have, like, some amateur television equipment, but it's not for transmitting, it's only, like, a tripod and a camera. Over.
Well, sir, anything that's amateur radio related, feel free to bring it and try to sell it. You know, get yourself a table from Joe and you're more than welcome.
This is KDATIN. All right. Well, I'll see what I can do tomorrow. Yeah, I'll email him and ask him, or give him a call, one or the other. All right, well, I don't have much else going on because I have a broken APRS module. Over.
Okie dokie. I hate to cut you short. I just had some more company come through, so I'll catch you later. W8RRM. Thank you. If you do so, sir, hopefully catch you at the swap.